Well, it was a pretty big purchase made here in Rock Hill by two families that have known each other for a long time, and they're going to continue the legacy of the cotton factory. So Chad Eccles and David Williams have entered into an agreement to now purchase the cotton factory, and they're here on Palmetto Mornings to give us more details of this plan. And good morning to you both, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
David, we're going to start with you. The cotton factory is home currently to Williams and Fudge. If folks are waking up from a 10-year nap and have no idea what we're talking about here, explain the significance, one, of the cotton factory, and two, of you all being there, because it does tie in to the Eccles family as well.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
We are, Chad and I are very excited about this, and I think the history of this kind of goes back to when we're looking at redeveloping Rock Hill, you know, downtown Rock Hill, and it goes all the way back to when Doug Eccles, Chad's father, was mayor, and coming to my dad, Gary Williams, and saying, hey, we need to get y'all moving downtown. At the time, Williams & Fudge, which is the company that our family owns, was out near Target in a building out there behind Manchester in a new, you know, fancy new office. And so I remember going down to the cotton factory, which at the time was bricked up with the windows were bricked up and everything, and walking through there very gingerly, like
it was a little scary. Let's
yes,
just say it.
Exactly.
Scary.
It was dark. It was dark.
Yeah. And like, are these floors going to fall through? So,
yeah.
But anyway, and so we decided, okay, we're going to do this, and we did. And you know, at the time, I think we had Mikkel's and Kench's downtown, and a whole lot of antique shops. And I love antiques. You know, they're great. But what's happened since that in 2006, 2007 downtown, and with University Center and Knowledge Park and all that, has been really spectacular. So we're excited about continuing that legacy.
How big is the building? Like, maybe talk specifics about the building.
And yeah, it's big.
Yeah,
it's about 96,000 square feet. Ooh. So we've got plenty of opportunity and plenty of space in there. And Williams & Fudge, we've been there when COVID hit. We had about 400 people in that building, and now we have. It's interesting. We're celebrating our anniversary this week. We've got people all over the country and in other countries working for us, and just how much changed in 5 years of COVID. So now we have about 150 or 200. People that are actually working in the building.
What else has also been in the building? Because it hasn't just been Williams and Fudge. There's been other businesses that have been in and out. And then what is your plan for the building now that you have both purchased?
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about the history, but there was a furniture company in there, and unfortunately it had bad timing. It opened right before 2008. It moved on, and then Williams and Fudge took more of that space. And then Springs Creative was in the other side of the building. And then they've recently moved back to the Thread, so there's open space in there where Springs Creative was. But it's a gorgeous building, lots of very, very cool history in there. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, for people new to town, Rock Hill was built on textiles, and it was a textile community. And the fact that we've been able to collectively save these buildings and repurpose those instead of bulldozing them has been great.
And restore them. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. That's also wonderful. When you walk through Williams and Fudge, if you get a chance to do so, please do so. It's like walking through a museum where people are working. I mean, you all have preserved so much of some of the original flooring. And when you're there and the staircase is so tight, you're like, my gosh, well, that was the style then,
as it's
changed over the years, of course. But that's fascinating. Well, Chad Eccles is a lawyer here in town. And I understand, Chad, you are going to be moving your practice now to your new home.
We are, yeah. This is a full circle moment. I started my career. Gary Williams hired me as the lawyer at Williams and Fudge. That was my very first hire after clerking for Judge Hayes. And so I started as their attorney, and it kicked off my entire career representing the credit and collection industry, with Williams and Fudge being a cornerstone client. And so I've worked with them for over this entire 20-something years, and now I'm excited that Frost Eccles will be moving from Oakland back over to the cotton factory, and we will be redoing and upfitting the entire third floor of the cotton factory and occupy that space. So it really is a full circle moment for David and for me. I mean, we've spent our careers working together, and we graduated high school together, and we've seen Rock Hill go through a lot. And so we are really excited about what this building can do. With Williams & Fudge there and the law firm there, you know, what we're really excited about is the opportunity for Rock Hill and people who are interested in the next phase of Rock Hill to come, you know, talk to us, reach out to us. We'd love to show them some of the space, because what's going on, or what the redevelopment of the cotton factory eventually led to, is Elk Tavern, iPoppy, Green Space Plant Company, you know, the Mercantile, all those really interesting and awesome small businesses that are downtown, but it takes anchor type tenants to make that stuff work. And so, you know, we're looking forward to what the next phase has to offer.
Why was it important that you two, you've kind of alluded to it, but go into this venture? I mean, I guess it's looked as the next now generation passing the torch from your fathers now to your generation to continue the torch carrying process. But why was that so important that you all want to enter into this agreement? Because you're both doing very well. This, some folks might just say, you're going to do what now?
Yeah, yeah. like our wives. like our spouses.
Yeah, our spouses would be number one on the list. Of,
maybe we should have them on next. Okay.
Yeah, are you serious? Yeah. No, I think it's just a function of really loving Rock Hill, being committed to seeing the city continue to thrive and grow, and an appreciation for the role that both our fathers and lots of others have played. I mean, working closely with Wes Tuttle and Skip Tuttle has played an extraordinary role in redevelopment of downtown, and so it's neat for our a group of folks who are very interested in this to be working together to see that it happens.
What has the reaction been from your families? I'm going to say your families because you just talked about your wives, and I know that your moms also, you know, this is a joint effort. This is a family effort. And your families are two of probably 20 in the town that really have, you know, taken Rock Hill to the next step. And I think that's what makes Rock Hill so special. You know, we talk all the time about what a special place this is. So what has the reaction been that y'all are ready to kind of take up the mantle and move it forward, and then, you know, how we're going to pass that down to the next generation?
Yeah, I think people know that this is a group effort and that it takes people to, we've seen people in the history of Rock Hill take chances, you know, and you see, we talk about the torch, and sometimes I feel like I've had the torch and I'm ready to pass it on right now.
You just got it though, Dan.
And sometimes I feel like, you know, it's like, because there's definitely people sitting around there going, well, those guys, we were talking about it. Those guys are pretty old. What are they talking about? And then there's other people sitting around that still call us, you know, the young people.
Yeah.
So we'll take both. And but I think that everybody's excited about it. And it's so fun seeing, I mean, we've seen, you know, even our kids starting to get involved and stuff. And I've heard y'all talk about how special it is when you talk about come see me in Christmasville and all of those things that are intertwined, and getting, I think having people that are invested in this town, having the abilities to do the investment and do the redeveloping, it makes what Chad was talking about a reality. Because when you, sometimes you look at things purely on a pro forma standpoint, it might be like, well, I don't know about this, whatever. But like, it takes people to step up and redo the Andrew Jackson and build the Marley Center and take on the cotton factory with a bunch of empty space that we need to lease, and get people who are willing to go out on a limb and work hard and keep the Hickory Post going and all of these other places that we've seen these young entrepreneurs coming in and really making Rock Hill a vibrant city. Because we talk about Chad, one of Chad's things he says is we want to see people go downtown, then decide where they're going to go to eat or go to play or whatever. And that's what we're seeing now.
Yeah.
Chad, what do you all envision with other space that folks can lease or from you all? So if there's a company listening now that, you know, maybe their lease is up, that they might be a good fit there. What else do you envision there? Who would make for a great tenant there?
In my mind, we've got two spaces. One is the front area of kind of if you're looking at the building from Dave Lyle, the front area of the right side would be good for a true, you know, corporate type scenario, some sort of engineering firm or, you know, something like that. And then the far left side of what was Springs Creative, the far left side of the building, similarly would be well suited for a pretty significant, you know, probably what is that, 7,000 square feet type office space. It can all be demised and reconfigured to fit a specific business's needs. But if you look at the building, which is really interesting, from Dave Lyle, where the loom, there's a statue out in front that's a cotton loom that pays, you know, homage to the building. And if you look at that, there are some big windows that run along the space that Springs Creative was. That's an area where we feel like the right Rock Hill or person wanting to come to Rock Hill that has some interesting, more retail or something unique space would fit really well, especially as you envision the storyline. That office. I mean, that's part of the building becomes much more prominent than it particularly is right now. And so we really feel like that would be the type of space. It could be multiple tenants, but we really just we know that the fire is burning in Rock Hill, and we just want to add another log to the fire, and we want to get the word out that the right entrepreneur and the right people, we'd love to talk to them.
And the vision, too, to your point. They can see that space and say, we can do this with that. That would be exciting to see happen. And I assume this it'll still be called the Cotton Factory. Like, nothing else will change with the name, or?
Yeah, we're gonna keep it the same, yeah. just for the history of it. Because it's the first steam power plant, and we have kids walking around from school, the first steam power plant in South Carolina, all those kind of things. So the history part of it is really, yeah, is really neat to celebrate, too. But there's so many, like, there's a lot of us that are doing things around here, and there's a ton of people that we meet every day that are doing things that need to be a part of what's happening downtown, mm-hmm, because we've got to continue to do this to keep Rock Hill, Rock Hill. And that's an important thing to all of us.
And getting the word out. I mean, I'm floored in Rock Hill at how often, you know, one conversation leads to a one phone call, and the next thing you know, this thing that you've been thinking about is actually taking off and has traction, which is really cool.
Word of mouth is a real thing.
That's true.
That's true. Well, it'll be exciting to see the next generation take on this project and see how you'll continue to grow downtown Rock Hill. We get a front row seat, and we'll continue to follow the progress.
Can we just say, if you'd like to reach out to us, I'm at Frost Eccles, and David is at Williams & Fudge, and feel free to reach out.
Good. We might can move our Palmetto Morning Studio over there.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
Come on. Come on.
We have a budget of zero.
Never mind. No.
Yeah. Maybe every now and then for something big. How about that?
Sounds good. All
right.